The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Ekev, the Torah discusses the second parish of Krishma, parish of Hayim Shemoya. The Torah discusses the pasuk. It says, "Ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem." The Torah says that a person has an obligation, la'avdoi, to serve Hashem b'chol levavchem, which you, with your entire heart. What does it mean? What exactly is this mitzvah? So, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Sehei, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah says that in HaTorah there is a Mitzvah Sehei for every person to daven. Tefillah davening is a Mitzvah Sehei in HaTorah. The Rambam says Mitzvah Sehei lehispalel b'chol yom. And the pasuk that the Rambam brings. Other psukim also, but he says the makar for this mitzvah, we would says in the Torah that is a mitzvah to daven, is the pasuk ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem. The Gemara says in Tainus on that base, ezi avoidishi b'leiv. What's called avoida b'leiv? The Torah says ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem, to serve Hashem with your heart. What's avoida, service that's done with the heart? The Gemara says refers to tefillah. So therefore says the Rambam that there is a mitzvah saseh, a person has the obligation to daven. The Ramban, in his Hasagist in Sefer HaMitzvos, disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban says, no, there is no mitzvah saseh to daven. The Ramban says, even if you'll tell me there is a mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah is only, the Ramban says, it's only be'ez tzorah, there's only an obligation for a person to daven when he is in a tzorah. Not on a regular day, on a regular basis, there is absolutely no chiyuv to daven. And one of the kashas that the Ramban asks on the Rambam is, how could you tell me that there's a mitzvah saseh lehispalel, that there's a mitzvah to daven? The Torah doesn't say, even the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Torah doesn't say how often a person should daven. So how do I know when there's a mitzvah to daven? Does it mean there's a mitzvah to daven every hour, every day, every week, every year? Once in a lifetime, there's a mitzvah. How do I explain this mitzvah saseh lispal? What exactly does it mean that there's a mitzvah to daven? So therefore, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. It's interesting, there's a sefer written on the Rambam called Seder Mishnah. It was written by Rav Wolf Baskovitz, who was the son of the Machtz HaShekel. Machtz HaShekel is a pirish that's printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim. So this Rav Wolf Baskovitz wrote a sefer called Seder Mishnah. Actually, it's brought down, you correspond with the Noid of Yehuda. There are certain shuvas that it says that the Noid of Yehuda wrote to him. So in the sefer Seder Mishnah, he says a rule, klal. He says, whatever we have mitzvahs that it says in the Torah says mitzvahs that don't have, the Torah doesn't tell us when or how often I'm supposed to do the mitzvah. The Torah just says it in general. We know there are mitzvahs, sometimes the Torah says there are mitzvahs that are limited to specific times. There's a mitzvah of Shabbos, which is once every 7 days, seventh day of the week. There are mitzvahs of Yom Tovim, there are mitzvahs that are on certain days of the year. There are also sometimes there are mitzvahs that in certain situations, when a person's in a situation, he's walking down the street, he sees something, that somebody lost something, so he has an obligation, Allah Shabbos Aveda, to pick it up and give it back. But sometimes the Torah says there's mitzvahs, and the Torah doesn't tell us when or how often you're supposed to do the mitzvah. So the Seder Mishnah says, as a general rule, the rule is that if we have no other indication from the Torah when we're supposed to be mikayim the mitzvah, then it means that a person is supposed to be mikayim the mitzvah once a day. Seder Mishnah says that is the source for this Rambam. That's where the Rambam's coming from. The Rambam says mitzvah say lehispal b'chol yoyim. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to daven b'chol yoyim every day. Now the Rambam later on, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, later Halacha Gimel, Halacha Daled, explains that even though there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to daven once a day, But Chazal and Sheknes Zagdoilo came there, Misak, in the Nusach HaTfilo, they also made a takono, how often a person is supposed to daven, a person is supposed to daven 3 times a day. That's all a takono de Rabbonon. I mean, a Torah, a person's only mechuyiv to daven, the Rambam says, b'chol yoim, which means once a day. So they say, the Mishnah says, this is a general rule, the Torah says, la'avdei b'chol avavchem, the Torah gave us a mitzvah, the Torah didn't specify how often you're supposed to do the mitzvah. So therefore, the Torah, what the Torah means to say is that the obligation to do it is only once a day. The Seder Mishnah brings a proof. He says, where do we find this concept? So he said, he brings two other mitzvahs, where we find this concept that a person is obligated, the Torah says a person is obligated to do these mitzvahs, and the Torah doesn't give any time frame. The Torah doesn't say how often you're supposed to do it. And therefore, the mitzvah is that these mitzvahs need to be done once a day. The first mitzvah, the Seder Mishnah says, is tzitzis. He says, the Torah doesn't say when you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. It means you do it once a day. Now, tzitzis is very strange, this that the Seder Mishnah brings a raya from tzitzis, because kipshutai, the Torah does say when you're mechuyev to wear tzitzis. The Torah says that if you have a beged that has 4 corners, and you're wearing that beged, it's machloikis, if it's a chayvis gaber or a chayvis talis, but we paskin that a person is only obligated to put tzitzis on a beged that has 4 corners when he's wearing it. So if you have some type of form of clothing that you're wearing that has 4 corners, you're mechuyiv to put tzitzis on it. Then you're mechuyiv to put tzitzis as long as you're wearing it. It's mechuyiv to have tzitzis. So there, that type of mitzvah is a type of mitzvah that when you're in a certain situation, you have to fulfill a mitzvah. Now, you're not mechuyiv to go wear a beged that has 4 corners in order to put tzitzis on it. If a person never wore a beged that has 4 corners, mikra adin, he's potter. He's not mechuyiv to wear tzitzis. Minat Torah. There could be, there's a nyonim, the Gemara says, the person's supposed to bring himself to the dechiyuv by wearing a beged that has 4 corners, but minat Torah, there is no obligation for a person to put tzitzis except when he's wearing a beged, and when he's wearing a beged that has 4 corners, he's mechuyiv, he's mechuyiv constantly as long as he's wearing the beged to put tzitzis. So tzitzis would not seem to be the right example for this yisoid. However, the Seder Mishnah brings another example, which is possibly a much better example to prove this concept. And the Seder Mishnah says is a raya from Tefillin. Tefillin is also in Parashas Ekev, Parashas Veschanan. The Torah says that person has a chiv to wear tefillin shal yad, person has a chiv to wear tefillin shal roish. It's counted as one chloikis, one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Baal Kaponim, everyone agrees there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal roish. When is a person supposed to be mekayim this mitzvah? Torah says, Torah doesn't say how often. Torah doesn't say when. Now we know there's a discussion in the Gemara. Possibly Lilo is not zman tefillin. Possibly there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin by night. And according to the Mishitas in the Gemara, Shabbos and Yom Tov are not zman tefillin, so there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But on a weekday, Torah doesn't tell me how often am I supposed to wear tefillin. Does that mean that I should wear tefillin once a lifetime, or does it mean the opposite, that I should be constantly wearing tefillin? Maybe the Torah says, the Torah doesn't specify, so the Torah says I should be wearing tefillin all day long. Says the Seder Mishnah, no. The pshat is a person's only obligated to wear tefillin once a day, because the Torah doesn't specify, the Torah doesn't give any zman. Therefore, the halacha is, we see from the concept of tefillin, that when the Torah doesn't give me any time frame, you're only mechuyiv to wear tefillin once a day, for whatever, rega, whatever it is. Second, the person's not mechuyiv to wear tefillin more than that. Therefore, we see from here, hu adin, by tefillah, that's the makar for the Rambam, and the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to daven, and the mitzvah in our Torah is only once a day. Now, this assumption that the Seder Mishnah makes, he's making a hanocha that there is the mitzvah of tefillin, a person is not obligated to do more than once a day. He's not obligated to wear tefillin the entire day. He only has a mitzvah to put on tefillin once a day for a short time period and no more than that. That's the assumption of the Seder Mishnah. The truth is that this is not so simple, and it's actually a very big discussion in the Paiskim. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch both, and our Chaim Simon Lamed Zayin Sif Beis, both write regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, talking about the halachas of wearing tefillin, and they say that there's a mitzvah that a person should have the tefillin on the entire day. So it states in the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah that the mitzvah is liyosim all of kol hayom, person is supposed to be wearing tefillin all day long. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues that Chazal saw that it's difficult. Person can only, if he's wearing tefillin, he has to keep a guf naki. Person is wearing tefillin is obligated to, is obligated that he shouldn't have hesach hadas. Therefore, the halacha is that Chazal said that you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin all day long. Chaponim, you should wear it for krishma and tefillah. So the question over here is, what does this mean? The Primi Gadim over there in Eishah Avram Subkot and Beis discusses this. When the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a mitzvah for a person to wear tefillin, kol hayoyim, that ideally a person should wear tefillin all day, is that the Shulchan Aruch saying that min ha-Torah, a person is mechuyev to wear tefillin all day, and this that you get away with only krishma tefillah, that's because Chazal came along and Chazal patted you and they said you're oinus the rest of the day, in but be ikra din, the chiyuv min ha-Torah is to wear tefillin all day? Or do we say no? Do we say that really, min ha-Torah, you're only mechuyev to wear tefillin 1 second a day? You're not mechuyev to wear tefillin more than a little bit a day. This that Shulchan Aruch says that ideally a person should wear tefillin all day, maybe that's only a din d'rabbanan. Maybe that's only a chiyuv min d'rabbanan. That ideally a person should wear tefillin all day and he'll get a mitzvah by wearing tefillin all day. Elamai, Chazal said it's too hard, so Chazal said that we're not going to make it an obligation that you actually chayev to wear tefillin all day. And if you learn like this mahalik, like the second tzad, then you can say, like I say in the Mishnah, you can say that min ha-Torah there really is no obligation to wear tefillin all day. The obligation is only to wear tefillin part of the day, and therefore the wearing tefillin the whole day is only the rabbanon. But if I learn like the first mahalik, and this first mahalik is actually the way that's understood by the Yeshua Siakov over there in Arachayim, the halacha brings machlokes about this, the different days about this. About how to understand the Shulchan Aruch. But if I learn like that mahalach in the Shulchan Aruch, so then you see, not like they say their Mishnah. We see that when it comes to tefillin, the halacha is that you have to wear tefillin all day. Now it could be that even if I understand the Shulchan Aruch like the Shuas Yaakov and we say that there is a chiv to wear tefillin all day, it's not necessarily a contradiction to the study of the Seder Mishnah. True, the Seder Mishnah wanted to bring a raya from tefillin. And if I learn like the Shuas Yaakov, then tefillin is no proof. But it doesn't necessarily contradict the study because there's a levush. The levush over there in Simon Lamed Ches says that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. So levush says, where does this come from? Where do we see that there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to wear tefillin all day? So he says it's based on the pasuk because the pasuk says ukshartem. One place it says la'ois beinecha, lezikaring beinecha. Therefore, says the Levush that first of all, from the fact that it says ukshartem is mashma that it should constantly be tied on your arm, and second of all, if it's a ois, so something which is an ois, which is a sign, that's something that you should be wearing constantly. So the Levush is learning that the mashmois of the pasuk is that by tefillin could be this is a special chiyuv that we learn from the pasuk that a person ideally is supposed to wear tefillin all day long. So that would be a special halacha by tefillin. We don't necessarily see it by another mitzvah, let's say such as tefillah, where the Torah doesn't give me any akdara. The Torah doesn't say how often I'm supposed to do this mitzvah. So here we'll take say the Seder Mishnah's rule that the mitzvah that has no zman, you only have to do it once a day, and tefillin is different. Tefillin is not a raya. Tefillin is different because tefillin, the Torah says, special drasha that you're supposed to do it more often. Therefore, in such a case, yataka have a chiyuv mikra din to do tefillin, to wear tefillin all day. In mashainke, my tefillah, we could still say that you only have a chiyuv to do it. You only have a chiyuv to do it once a day. It's another place where we find, another mitzvah, we find in the Rambam this concept also, concept of the Seder Mishnah, that a mitzvah that has no zman, and the Torah doesn't specify when you're supposed to nekayim the mitzvah, and there we see, arguably, that the mitzvah is supposed to be done b'chol yoyim, supposed to be done once every day. And that is by the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. We know there's a mitzvah Pasuk says in Parshas Nosik, Kaisav Orchus Bnei Yisrael, there's a mitzvah on the Kohanim to give a bracha to Klai Yisrael, the three brachas of Duchani. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchus Tefillah, the Rambam brings Birchas Kohanim together with Hilchus Tefillah. So he says the Hilchus Tefillah has Birchas Kohanim. One mitzvah he says, the mitzvah we said before of Tefillah. Shnia, the second mitzvah the Rambam brings, Levarich Kohanim es Yisrael b'chol yoyim. So the Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of duchening, the Rambam says there is a mitzvah on the Kohanim to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael b'chol yoyim every day. That is the mitzvah. We know the meaning today in Chutz La'aretz is that the Kohanim don't duchen every day. It's a discussion exactly why the minig became that, why that is the minig. But the Iker mitzvah is, ideally, the mitzvah is that the Kohanim should duchen every day. That's the minig in Eretz Yisrael today. So that's what the Rambam says, the mitzvah is to duchen every day. Where did the Rambam see the mitzvah to duchen every day? So, Kinnireh, and based on this, he cited the Seder Mishnah. The Stifler says it's Beferish and Brachas Simen Chafei. That since the Torah says, the Torah doesn't say when the Kohanim should duchen, the Torah doesn't say how often the Kohanim should duchen. So whenever you have a mitzvah that's not specific in the Torah, it doesn't say in the Torah when you're supposed to do it, so the Rambam understands that that means that you're supposed to perform the mitzvah once every day. Therefore, that's why the Rambam says that the mitzvah is to duchen every day. And this would be a raya to the side of the Seder Mishnah. Fine. Lemaisa, it's not so pashut. Because there is a Kiryas Sefer. Kiryas Sefer is a pirish on the Rambam written by early Achron, the Mabit. In the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, in the beginning of Perek Yudal of Hilchos Tefillah, says that he brings down this halacha. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah of Baruch Yisrael b'chol yoyim, and he brings him a car. He's bothered. Where does it say? Where do we find that there's such a halacha that the Kohanim should duchen every day? So he brings a source. What's his source? Is a pasuk we find in the Torah, could be even this in Parshas Ekev. Pasuk says, "Lamay l'sharis l'fnei Hashem," that the Kohanim were chosen to serve in front of Hashem. Who uvanav kol hayomim? That's the lashon of the pasuk. I think in Ekev the lashon is differently. This the lashon of the pasuk the Kiryas Sefer brings is actually in Pasha's Shoftim. But kapanim, this is the pasuk that there's a mitzvah that the Kohanim were chosen to serve in front of Hashem. Kol hayom all the days. What is this pasuk talking about? What avodah, what service is the pasuk referring to? So the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Chet says that this pasuk, the shareis, the sheirus that the pasuk is referring to is duchening is birchas kohanim. Says the Mabit. So now we have a pasuk. The pasuk says that the duchening that the kohanim are supposed to do, pasuk says kol hayomim. So you see from here, there's a source that these kohanim are supposed to duchen every day. So this pasuk is now is a source for this halach of the Rambam. So if we have a source for the Rambam, so now we can't say anymore that it's not anymore a riot to the side of the Seder Mishnah. The truth is that we mentioned before Legavi Tefillin that the Lavush says that Tefillin is not a riot because Tefillin is not a riot that there's a mitzvah to do once a day. The Lavush learns Tefillin differently. And regarding Berachas Kohanim, there's also a Lavush. Lavush in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Siv Gimel, Simen Kuf Chav Ches in Arachayim is the Simen that talks about the halachas of duchening of Birchas Kohanim. And the Levush over there discusses the halacha. And the halacha is the following. We know, Meikra Din, we said in the Rambam, the Kohen is supposed to duchen every day. How often is the Kohen duchen? So the Rambam says, Mitzvah duchen every day. Seems like only once a day. L'maisa, the minig is, in Eretz Yisrael, places where they duchen every day, that the Kohanim don't just duchen once a day. They daven by every Chazar Shashatz, by every Tefillah, by every Tefillah of Shachris, by Musaf, they duchen whenever there's a day that there's Musaf, so they duchen by Shachris, they duchen by Musaf. Really, they should duchen by Mincha too. Mincha, the Gemara says, as a Gezerah, that we do not let the Kohanim duchen by Mincha. But ideally, the Kohanim would be supposed to duchen in every Tefillah by Mincha too. But Mayav, there's no Chazar Shashatz, they don't duchen. On Yom Kippur, there's an extra Tefillah of Ni'ilah. In fact, many places can say the Kohanim are supposed to duchen by Ni'ilah. there's a discussion about tuchling by ne'ilah. Ne'ilah generally, when you get to the end of Chazaras Hashatz, it's generally after Shkia, it's at night, and then it gets into a different discussion if kainim are supposed to tuchin at night. If tuchin is considered like avodah, and avodah based on mikdash had to be done by day, perhaps kainim shouldn't tuchin at night. So that's a different issue, why the kainim may not tuchin by ne'ilah. But any event, so the halacha is that really by every tefillah, the kainim are supposed to tuchin. Fine. That doesn't necessarily mean that it'll be a chiyuv min ha-Torah. That could be a chiyuv min ha-Rabbanan that they're supposed to do by every tefillah. There's no raya that necessarily is a chiyuv deraisa. The question that the Levush is discussing, that the Poskim discuss in Simon Chuf Chav Ches, is what if a kohen wants to duchen more than once a day, not by two separate tefillahs, not by shachris and by musaf. But if he duchened already by shachris, and now by musaf, he has a new chiyuv to duchen. So obviously, he has the duchen, he has to get up, he makes the brochani, and he does the birchas kohenim once again. What happens if a kohen already duchen by shachris, and now there's a different minion davening shachris? He davened shachris already. He already duchen once by shachris. There's a different minion that is davening shachris. And is there a mitzvah on a kohen to duchen a second time by the same tefillah, a second time by shachris on the same day? And if there is no mitzvah for the kohen to duchen, then not only is there no mitzvah that the kohen would have a problem, he wouldn't be able to duchen, because when the kohen gets up to duchen, he makes a brocha. Shereke dushon dushos shalarin. He can't make a brocha if he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So this is the issue that the poskim discuss in Simon Kuf Chav Ches. What's the halacha regarding a kohen who wants to duchen in shachris a second time once he already duchened once during a minyan that daven shachris? Can he, is he allowed to duchen the second time? So the Levush writes, kohen sha'ol l'duchen pamachas b'yoyim, kohen already was all l'duchen, shuvein tzarech la'alis oid boi b'yoyim. I feel ma'im la'alai, even if they tell him to go up, he does not have a mitzvah anymore to duchen a second time. Shreker kayim b'amitzvah saseh b'yoyim hazeh. B'kan ve'elach, afterwards, he already duchen once, rishus b'yol b'yoyim zem yirtze ya'alav, and yirtze lo ya'alav, it's a rishus. Says the Levush, he has no chiv. Even if they come to him and they say, go up to duchen. Every time the shliach tzibur before the kohanim start duchening, he calls out kohanim, which is a command for them to start duchening. The fact that they tell him to duchen, that does not make him obligated to duchen a second time. He has no obligation because he already duchened once today. V'nir li, says the Levush, shadavar zeh svaruhu. How do we know that you're not mechuyev to duchen a second time? Says the Levush, this is a svara, that there is no mitzvah more than once. Shem hoye chayiv lalis kol pam shiyoyim ruloi, if he's chayiv to get up there. Every single time someone tells him to go up, afilu mamru elef pamim biyoyim shiyala. He's going to be chayiv every single time, even 1,000 times in one day. Emes ayuchol lekayim shar mitzvahs. He's going to be busy all day duchening. When is he going to do any other mitzvah? Emes ayasat zrachov. There's other things he needs to do. Says the Levush a svara, that when you have a mitzvah that's not specified, now he's assuming there's already know there's a chiyuv to duchen once a day, but when you have a mitzvah that the Torah doesn't specify how many times it should be done, that means that the Torah obligates a person only once and no more. And that is a svara that the Torah doesn't obligate him to do it more than once, because then he's going to be busy with it the whole day. So the Levush is saying similar to the svar of the Seder Mishnah is saying that obviously the Torah didn't specify a time for a mitzvah. It doesn't mean you should be busy doing it all day. That zikr, the Seder Mishnah says, that doesn't mean the Torah doesn't give you a zman, so you should be busy davening all day long. So too the Levush agrees. The Levush says it's poshet misvara that a person is not obligated to go be busy the whole day doing this one mitzvah many times, multiple times. The Levush says, he says this is true also, he brings another example, by Lulav. This is clear Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly that once a person picks up the Lulav on Sukkot, he's mekayim the mitzvah, the mitzvah is over. He picks up again, the Gemara says, medag bei nafik bei. He's already mekayim the mitzvah is over. How did the Gemara know? Once he picks up the lulav, the mitzvah is over. Maybe he could do the mitzvah 100 times a day, pick up the lulav. Every time he picks the lulav, he'll get a mitzvah. How does the Gemara know that there's no mitzvah? The teretz is because of this svara. When the Torah says there's a mitzvah to take the lulav on the 15th day of Tishrei, the Torah means to say you only have to do it once because otherwise you'd be busy with it the whole day. Obviously, the Torah doesn't mean to make a person busy the whole day. And the Levush says, he compares this, he contrasts this with tzitzis and tefillin. Lo yidomi l'tzitzis u'tefillin. The kaimon shem heiser v'sich daitimam shechayv l'achzor l'loibshin u'levorach afilu me'apam kishi yisirun. The Levush says, if a person's wearing tefillin and he has his m'sich das, he took it off, he had to go do something, he had to go to the bathroom, and then now he goes and he puts his tefillin on again, he makes a new bracha. That's pashut, he makes a new bracha. So you tell me that when a person goes and he duchens a second time, maybe he should make a bracha. The shiny hossam says Levush there, it's different. Shevshla farish kavanah satayr sheivar chalim ba'beiker view all of kolayim b'lias chadas. The yochalas is called tzrach avoydin olav. Says Levush, tefillin is a type of mitzvah that a person is, even though he's wearing tefillin, that does not prevent him from doing other things. He doesn't have to be busy with the fact that he's wearing tefillin all day long does not prevent him from doing other mitzvahs. Therefore, in such a case, the Torah is telling us that a mitzvah, the Yerusha is saying, a mitzvah that through performing this mitzvah, it's not going to hinder your ability to do other mitzvahs or to do other things that a person needs to do during the day, then it makes sense to say that the chiv is constant. The person will have a constant chiv to wear tefillin. Masha'en kein a mitzvah that if a person is busy with it, he's going to be busy with the whole day, it's to the detriment of everything else that needs to be done during the day. There the svara is that the Torah only obligates you to do that once a day. So in this matter, the Levush is sort of an in-between shita. The Levush is saying that by certain mitzvahs we say that a person is only obligated once. You don't see from the Levush where I know that a person would be obligated to duchen every day. Maybe he only has to duchen once in his lifetime. That we don't necessarily see. In fact, the Levush himself at the end says that that's not mistaver. The Lashon Levush, I believe, the Levush says that's not mistaver, that a person would only have the mitzvah to duchen once in his life. Gam kein ein svara kal loymar she'ein ha'koyin m'chuy lisa kap of kol yom ve'lo pamachas, she'zev adi das chitzinu, brings a makes sense to say so Levush agrees in concept to the svara of the Seder Mishnah. He agrees, I have a mitzvah. The Torah did not tell me when to do this mitzvah. The Torah didn't tell me when to duchen. It doesn't make sense to say that the Torah meant you should duchen once in your life. It doesn't make sense to say it means once a year, once a month, once a week. Doesn't make sense to say that. It does make sense to say that there's a mitzvah once a day, and says the Lush, it does make sense to say that you're not mechuyev to do it more than once a day, because that's going to shter your other mitzvahs and the other tzrachim, the other needs that a person has to do. So you see this concept that the Seder Mishnah is saying. And therefore the Levush concludes, because of this yisoid, that a person is not going to have a mitzvah even if he duchens a second time, but even if he gets up and he does duchen a second time, he can't make a bracha. He says, Sarachinim Sarach Lavar Pam Shniya Shai Kiddushonu, if Itak wants to go do it, even though he's not obligated. He's definitely not obligated. The question is whether he will get a mitzvah if he goes ahead and he does it. So we see from the Levush, similar, very, very similar, almost, practically, almost the same Yisoid as the Seder Mishnah says by Tefillah, the Levush says it by Duchening. Not exactly the same, slightly differently. You do see that Levush understood tefillin differently than the Seder Mishnah, because you see clearly that the Levush held that by a mitzvah such as tefillin, the fact that it's not going to prevent them from doing other mitzvahs, then itaka will be chayiv all day long. But you could definitely understand the Levush's svara by tefillah. By tefillah will say, well, a person has to be busy davening all day long, that's going to prevent them from doing other things. I could hear such a svara, so therefore that's why it makes sense that the Torah only obligated a person to daven once a day. Now the etzim din of the Levush is not so poshut. The Zmogen Avram over there in Simkuv Chavchesiv Kol Gimel brings the Maramintz. Other poskim also bring the Maramintz. The Maramintz disagrees with the practical halacha of the Levush. The Levush says that if a kohen gets up to duchen, it's not so simple if he can make another bracha, because could be he has no chiyuv. Maramintz says that he could get up and make a bracha. He could make another bracha. So what exactly lomz the Maramintz is, it's not so clear. Could be that Maramintz disagrees with the whole Yisoid of Levush, but Al Kaponim, you definitely see there is what to take out from the Levush, that the Levush is very, very similar to the same svara, that same idea that was mentioned in Seder Mishnah, Lagabi Tfilo, the Levush says it Lagabi Tuchni. Now in the Etzem, a halacha of the Levush. I'm sorry, of the Seder Mishnah. The halacha of the Seder Mishnah that says that a person only has a chiv to daven once a day, the Rambam says the person has a chiv to daven once a day, and Misvara, the Seder Mishnah says that it doesn't make sense to obligate a person to daven more than once a day. L'chayra, I have a raya from a Pnei Yeshua that the Pnei Yeshua seems to disagree with this far. And the Pnei Yeshua is based on a Gemara, Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over there has a Havamina. Gemara says, Yochel Yisfal Odom Kala Yom Kuloi. I would think that a person should daven all day long. Kvar Mefurish Ayidei Daniel. The Gemara says, we see from Daniel not like this. The Pasuk says by Daniel, the Zimnin Telosa, the Pasuk says that Daniel used to daven three times a day. The Pasuk says, Zimnin Telosa B'yoymei, there were three times during the day, Hubarech al-Berkoi, Umatzla. The Pasuk says that Daniel used to daven three times a day. The Pasuk can continue over there, that he got in trouble for davening. It was Igzeri, he wasn't supposed to daven Baal Kaponim. The Gemara says that the Havamina was a person should daven more than Daniel davened. And we see from Daniel that a person's not supposed to daven so much. A person's not supposed to daven more than three times a day. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the pshat? What was the Havamina of the Gemara? You should daven more often. And the Maskaran of the Gemara, you daven less. So Rabbeinu Yoina, over there in Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph, says, he brings a sheet of Bahag. The Bahag holds that a person is not supposed to daven a Tfilas Nedava. It's not ideal for a person to daven a Tfilas Nedava. Chazal were machayiv a person to daven three Tfilas a day, Shachris, Mincha, and Meir, sometimes Musaf, sometimes Nilo, other Tfilas. But for a person to make a Nedava, donation, he's davening an extra Tfilah that he's not machuyiv to daven, known as a Tfilas Nedava. The Shita of the Bahag is that it's not correct, it's not proper, it's not the right thing for a person to do. So Rabbeinu Yoina explains this Gemara, and this Gemara is teaching me the halacha of the Bahag. Yochel, I would think, the Havamina is that a person should be able to daven more than three times a day. A person can daven as many times as he wants. He wants to daven five times. Extra Tfilas Nedava. Says the Gemara, no, you see not like that. You see from Daniel, Daniel only daven three times a day. Since Daniel only daven three times a day, so the halacha is that a person should not daven more than three times a day. So therefore, this Gemara is teaching me the halacha of the Bahag. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Yoina. The Pnei Yeshua does not like this pshat in the Gemara. Pnei Yeshua says, very nice, cheshbon, shita sa Bahag, but what's the reason why the Bahag said, the Bahag holds not to daven more than three times a day? What's the pshat? So Rabbeinu Yoina explains that the reasoning behind this shita, not to add a Tfilas Nedava, is, he says, Davi kem moisef ala seder shetiknu anshe knez zagdoilo. The seder, the way we daven, the Rambam says, the nusach, the way we daven, the fact that we daven three times a day, was all set up on the anshe knez zagdoilo. And if you're going to go daven extra tfilo, it looks like you're adding on to, you're changing the setup, the way it was set up by the anshe knez zagdoilo, and therefore you're not supposed to do that. Says the Pnei Yeshua, if that's the reason why you're not supposed to daven a Tfilas Nedava, so that only makes sense. That whole rule only makes sense after the Anshe Knesset Gdoila made up set up the Seder Tfilas the way we have them today. But Daniel lived before the Anshe Knesset Gdoila. Anshe Knesset Gdoila lived in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Daniel was in Bavel, in Golos Bavel, before the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. And in the times of Daniel, there wasn't such takana. There wasn't such takana, so how could you come and tell me that the reason why you're not supposed to add it to is because you're going against the Anshe Knesset Gdoila. Daniel wasn't, there's no proof from Daniel to that. Daniel wasn't going connected to Anshe Knesset Gdoila because Anshe Knesset Gdoila had not made up the Takana yet. So how on earth could you learn that's the Pshat in the Gemara? Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, he wants a different Pshat in the Gemara. Says this, that the Gemara says, I have a mina, yochel, that I would think is Paladin Koloyim Kuloi. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Pshat is, you would think that a person tak is mechuyev to daven all day long. What do you mean, mechuyev to daven all day long? We said the Levush says it doesn't make sense that a person should be mechuyev to daven all day long. He's never going to get anything done. Because, sure, you're right. Person doesn't have to daven all day long at the expense of other things that he has to do. But whenever he has free time, whenever he has time that he's not doing anything else, maybe at that point in time, a person will become mechuyev to say some sort of tefillah, tefillah ktsara, maybe a short tefillah, takadosh baruch hu. At random points during the day, whenever he's not busy doing something else, I would think that is the way that the Torah was mechayiv a person to daven. The Torah was mechayiv a person to daven whenever he has time, whenever he has a need, he should say some sort of tefillah, takadosh baruch hu. To that, the Gemara says, but we see not like that. Where do we see not like that? We see that the chiyuv fin haTorah to daven is not whenever you have time, even many times a day, because Daniel only davened 3 times a day, and Daniel was doing what it says in the Torah. The mitzvah in haTorah, Daniel wasn't doing kineged the Torah. If the mitzvah in haTorah obligates a person to daven many times a day, so then why did Daniel only daven 3 times a day? Must be that the mitzvah in haTorah does not obligate a person to daven. At the most, you would be mechuyev to daven would be 3 times a day. It could be even less. Where Daniel did more than the minimum he was supposed to do. But al kapanim, you see from the Gemara, says the Pnei Yeshua, that a person is not obligated to daven more than 3 times a day. So this havamin of the Pnei Yeshua is clearly not like to say the Mishnah Svara. They say the Mishnah is telling me that it doesn't make sense in a Svara. He's saying a Svara. That it doesn't make sense to say that a person will be obligated to perform a mitzvah more than once a day. Pnei Yeshua is saying that the Gemara at least had a havamin and not like that. The only reason why the Gemara says not that it's not true is because they have a pasuk. So that means that the svara is the other way. The svara is by a different mitzvah where we wouldn't have a pasuk. I would have taka thought that a person would be obligated to be busy with it the whole day long. So l'chayr, this Pnei Yeshua would be the way the Pnei Yeshua learns the Gemara is not like the way they say the Mishnah learns the Rambam. Which could be. Maybe it's talking about machalik's rishonim, but we'll have to find a different shot how the Rambam learns the Gemara. Al kapanim, it would seem, at the very least, to be a machlokes achrayim. There's another aura that you could ask on the svar of the Seder Mishnah. The Seder Mishnah is saying that any time we have a mitzvah, and the Torah doesn't specify when you're supposed to do the mitzvah, how often you're supposed to do the mitzvah, so we don't assume, well, if the Torah didn't specify, so then the mitzvah must be that you should be constantly doing the mitzvah, you should be constantly doing the mitzvah again and again and again, like the Peshuah says by tefillah. No. If the Torah doesn't specify a time, the assumption is that you only do it once a day. So if that's the case, there should not be any mitzvah where a person is obligated to be busy doing the mitzvah all day long, unless there's some sort of makar for that, unless we have a pasuk, a drasha, that a person should be obligated to do such a mitzvah. In fact, the Bir Halacha in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, first page of Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha says, he quotes a chinuch, and the chinuch in Sefer Chinuch in a number of places says that the chinuch himself says there are 6 mitzvahs that he calls sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. There are 6 mitzvahs that are considered mitzvahs tmidiyos that the chinuch says that a person is always obligated to do them. A person is obligated every second of the day a person has to do these mitzvahs. What are the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos? So the chinuch says, the Bir Halacha brings it down, there's a mitzvah that the Rambam counts to believe in Hashem, trust in Hashem. So there's a mitzvah saseh to believe in Hashem. There's a mitzvah lois saseh not to believe in Elohim Acher, other koyches avodah zarah, as well as a mitzvah separate from the mitzvah of b'munah Hashem. There's a mitzvah of yichud Hashem, which the Rambam learns out of the pasuk Shema Yisrael. It says Hashem lekein Hashem echad, the belief that Hashem is one and everything is interconnected. That is the mitzvah of yichud Hashem. So we have 3 mitzvahs, and there is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, person has a mitzvah to love Hashem, mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, and the 6th mitzvah, he says, is the mitzvah of Lois Asuru Achrei Lebabkam Achrei Nechem, which is a mitzvah tmidis, that a person is always mitzvah to watch his eyes and watch his heart, to not to think things he's not supposed to think, and not to see things he's not supposed to see. These are the 6 mitzvahs that the Chinuch considers mitzvahs tmidis. Now, mitzvah the mitzvah, let a loisa say, I could hear it. There's a mitzvah, loisa say, that a person always has to be careful. Now, we said there are mitzvahs that there are situations that obligate a person to do a mitzvah. By mitzvah say, a person's in a certain situation that obligates him to do a mitzvah. So there are certain situations that obligates a person to be careful from a mitzvah, loisa say. You want to steal something, the Torah obligates you not to steal. Person doesn't always have a desire to steal. When you see something that's not yours, you have a desire, you have the ability to steal, the Torah says don't steal. So I understand by the law of Lois Asuru, the opportunities to be over the Avera Lois Asuru are constant. You can constantly think when you're not supposed to think. You constantly look around and you can see things you're not supposed to see. So that I understand the conceptually why that should be called a mitzvah tmidus. But the other mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't say, lahamin Hashem, the Torah doesn't say when, how often a person is supposed to be mekayin this mitzvah. Avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. It's not clear when a person is supposed to be mekayin this mitzvah. So the Chinuch automatically assumes that these are mitzvahs that a person should be busy thinking about constantly. Now you have to understand, what does it mean that he's thinking constantly? Again, if he's thinking about the constantly, he's not thinking about other things. There are other things that a person has to think about occasionally. So how much of an awareness a person has to have in order to fulfill these mitzvahs constantly? That also has to be understood. But the fact that the Chinuch assumes, with no proof, he doesn't bring proof to this, that these mitzvahs are constant. The Chinuch assumes that these mitzvahs are constant. That fact seems to be connected also to the Svar of the Seder Mishnah. The Seder Mishnah is saying that there's no such thing as we don't automatically assume that a mitzvah is constant just because it doesn't, there's no given time in the Torah. So if that's the case, we should assume that way by these mitzvahs as well. And the truth is, it's not so simple by these mitzvahs. This that the Chinuch taka holds that the mitzvahs tmidiyos, it's not so posh at the Chlal that the Rambam agrees with the Chinuch. Some of these mitzvahs, the Rambam seems to say the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is primarily a mitzvah when a person has a desire to do an Aveira, so he should think about Hashem, he should be afraid, and therefore he shouldn't do the Aveira. Which means the mitzvah only starts when a person is in a situation where he is thinking about doing an Aveira. Fine. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, it's not so simple, but Chla, what the mitzvah is, the Chinuch seems to understand the mitzvah is to have an awareness that Hashem is one. In the Rambam, there are those Achrayim who say that the mitzvah is, there's supposed to be a proactive Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim that a person is supposed to do. In fact, there is a Beis Yosef, I believe in Simin Ayin or Ayin Aleph and Arachayim, Beis Yosef quotes a Kadmain, the Sefer Oyel Mayid. The halacha is that the mitzvah of Krishma, women are not obligated to say. Krishma is a mitzvah say just not groma, even though there's a mitzvah to say Krishma every morning, every night, but it's limited by time. Mitzvah says Shazan Groma, Noshamar Potter. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Oil Moed that they should say the first Pasuk. They should say the Noshim should say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, that's the Baruch of Baruch Shein, Fein Machusei L'Oil Mavoyed. How do you understand this Oil Moed? If Noshamar Potter, then they're Potter. So why should they have to say anything at all? So you could say that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. What is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? The Rambam brings the Pasuk Hashem, Lokeinu Hashem Echad. And the way you're mekayim this mitzvah is by saying that you are mekabel ol malchus shemayim. So again, the Seder Mishnah will say you should have this mitzvah, you should be mekabel v'poyel ol malchus shemayim once a day. And this mitzvah is not a mitzvah says Shazman Groma. This mitzvah, there's no zman batsim, you can be mekayim at any time during the day. Says the oil mayeh that noshin, everybody is mekayim this mitzvah when they say Krishma. When you say Krishma, you have kavon and you're mekabel ol malchus shemayim. So you're actually doing two mitzvahs. You're being mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. And you're also being mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Women don't have the mitzvah of Krishma, but they should still say the first pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem, because that's the Iker Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That way, they'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which even Noshamar Mechuyev. Al Kaponim, we see, you have to down on each one of the six mitzvahs, specifically to see if the Rambam disagrees with all of them, but Al Kaponim, it's very likely that the Rambam disagreed with the Yisrael of the Chinuch and the Rambam hold that these mitzvahs are not actually mitzvahs tmidiyos, and therefore the yisoy that the Seder Mishnah says that a mitzvah that has no zman, a person is obligated to do it no more than no less than once a day, is taka the right svaro in the Yeshitus HaRamba.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.